Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM. Now.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you already know this because we talk about it all the time. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Thursday, January the 8th of 2026. Yes, and we are still broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, that's what we do. We kind of hang around the multiverse of ours and doing all kinds of interesting stuff. No doubt about that one. So, how are you? How's the last 24 hours or so been? Hopefully good. If it's been a while since we hung out, hopefully everything's been good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, because we're constantly talking, moving, and grooving. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the multiverse. So let's talk about what we do here. We talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of how the show goes. We discuss a little bit of this. We discuss a little bit of that, and then kind of make it a wholesome product. Okay, maybe the last part's not as true as I would like it to be. But we talk about everything that's going on, or at least that we have access to. We do bring in some professional broadcasters as they are giving us the signal of what the hell is going on inside of the multiverse. So don't worry about any of that stuff, because we'll make sure to cover it. Also, outside of that, you have a chance to interact with the show if you want to do that by going to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, text messaging are the options. And once you go down the process, boom, we're set. No, seriously, we're set. You do that and we get moving. We get grooving. We get not hyper fixated, but we get fixing on everything that's going on. It gives me a little prompter on the screen. Video, audio, text messaging are the options that you get on your end if you're interested. And then we kind of move forward. we just take a look around and discuss what exactly is going on inside of that box. So don't worry there. Our first hour is known as the Rated R Safety Show. Hour two and three is more Jay Allen in the morning as we do some music, entertainment news, and all that kind of stuff. You'll see a little sprinkles of that during the first hour. The first hour is video streamed and also put onto a podcast, just so you know. That's Monday through Friday that we try to do that mostly. Outside of that, we're streaming across Safety FM, Radio Big, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Live 365. Like I tell people, if you can think of it, we're probably streaming on there with the exception of Sirius XM currently, but that's okay. We are on the Pandora app, so it gets us pretty close to it as we are looking. So there you go. Okay, so with that being said, I do have my friends waiting from Feature Story News that would like to sit back, talk to you a little bit about what the hell's going on inside of the multi. So if you're good with that, I'm good with that. I can bring them in. They'll start talking. We'll start grooving. We'll start moving, looking around the whole gamut of stuff, and then we'll go forward. So if you're good with it, I will bring them in, and then we can go through the path, and then we'll go through all the stuff that we get to. Remember, towards the middle of the show, we'll do our main story and get you to Caracas. Okay, maybe not to Caracas, but we'll get you moving and grooving through everything that's going on. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. Here's my friends from Feature Story News telling you everything that's going on.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. A US immigration agent has shot dead a female driver in Minneapolis, kicking off a political firestorm. Video of the shooting has sparked further protests in a city where around 2,000 federal officers have been deployed as part of a Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Nick Harper reports.
The shooting in Minneapolis has become the latest political touchstone, with the left and the right viewing the videos in contradictory ways. Law enforcement officials say that the agent was acting in self-defense, that the woman was trying to run him over. They called the driver a violent rioter, with Donald Trump describing her as violently, willfully and viciously attacking the ICE officer. Those on the left and protesters say this was murder, with Minnesota's governor, Tim Walz, saying it was a consequence of the federal government trying to generate fear, headlines and conflict.
London's Metropolitan Police has found more than 8,000 officers were not properly vetted over a period of 10 years up until 2023. The review into vetting procedures was launched following the kidnap and murder of Sarah Everard by firearms officer Wayne Cousins in 2021. Two sex offenders were among officers who the force failed to effectively screen. Stephen Roberts is the former head of the Met's Directorate of Professional Standards. He says it's a failure for the profession.
The public are rightly outraged by this, although I have to say, so are the vast majority of ordinary, decent police officers, because it brings their honourable profession into disrepute. Police service will always attract, potentially, people who are utterly unsuitable. It will attract people who are unhealthily authoritarian. Now, those people need to be weeded out.
China's top diplomat has begun his annual tour of Africa. The focus will be on trade, with Beijing looking to secure key shipping routes and access to minerals, as Laura Westbrook reports.
Wang Yi's visit to Somalia will be the first by a Chinese foreign minister since the 1980s, and it's likely to provide Mogadishu with a diplomatic boost. This comes after Israel became the first country last month to formally recognize the breakaway Somaliland. That's a northern region that declared itself independent in 1991. Further south, Tanzania is central to Beijing's plan to secure access to Africa's copper deposits. And by visiting Lesotho, Wang is set to highlight Beijing's push as a champion of free trade. Lesotho was among the countries hardest hit by US President Donald Trump's tariffs, facing duties of up to 50% on its exports to the United States.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. As Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that the US is hoping to buy Greenland from the Danes, who of course say it is not for sale, today what history tells us about the territory? Our guide is John Bolton. He served as Trump's national security advisor between 2018 and 2019, until they had a spectacular falling out.
I did a lot of research on this back in 2019 when Trump first raised this. And in fact, I almost had a meeting with Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen back then, when Trump called the prime minister a nasty woman for saying that she wasn't going to sell Greenland. History shows that the U.S. and other NATO allies can easily work with Denmark and Greenland to do whatever we need to do to secure ourselves. And in World War II, after the Nazis had overrun Denmark, the Danish government in exile worked with the United States to assist in the liberation of Europe. And by the end of World War II, there were 16 American military bases in Denmark, 16. When Truman failed to buy Greenland in 1951, the U.S. and Denmark signed a bilateral agreement called the Defense of Greenland Treaty, which we reviewed, as I said, some years ago. And it would permit us to do anything Trump has said so far he would like to do. That's why he's taking something that's easy and making it hard.
And Marco Rubio says he will now meet his Danish counterpart for crisis talks next week. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, a US immigration agent has shot dead a female driver in Minneapolis, kicking off a political firestorm in the United States. The Metropolitan Police has found more than 8,000 officers were not properly vetted over a period of 10 years up until 2023. Two sex offenders were among officers who the force failed to effectively screen. And China's top diplomat has begun his annual tour of Africa with the main focus on trade. That's the latest feature story news. John Beaver reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I was thinking I could do this on my own. If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, magical indeed, as we are talking. What do you think? There you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse is definitely what it sounds like. What are you thinking when it's all said and done? So a lot of stuff going on inside of this world, though. No doubt about that. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and get into some of the stories of the things that are making the cycle of the news, because we tend to do that around here, because if we didn't do that, well, it would get interesting. So last night on CNN, former VP Mike Pence talked about Trump wanting Greenland. Take a listen to what he had to say.
Should the United States take Greenland by military force, as this administration has threatened? Or do you think that's ridiculous?
Well, you know, I just learned recently that when Secretary of State Seward did the deal to buy Alaska, it's not widely known, he was also made an effort to buy Greenland. And I must tell you, when these conversations came up during our administration, that is clearly the way forward here. There ought to be some long-term financial arrangement that would allow us to acquire that land, just like the Louisiana Purchase, just like Alaska and beyond. And to answer your question shortly, military involvement, did you say? No. Denmark is a NATO ally. And despite some comments that have been made in the last few days, the fact is that military assault against a NATO ally would require the activation of Article 2, and every NATO ally would be called upon to either drop out of NATO or come to the defense of that country. And that's why you hear some of our very important allies in Europe pushing back on this very loudly. But I fully support the notion of finding a way forward and an arrangement with Denmark.
Purchasing, not invading.
So what do you think there? I mean, it does give you a different aspect as he starts talking about it, I would assume, to some extent, right? I mean, if you look at it, you go, okay, so if this is similar to what was done with Alaska, is this something of credibility that would work here? I'm just asking the question because I never knew. I mean, I just kind of look at it and go, I know nothing about politics. I know we talk about it from time to time on this show. But it becomes one of those weird things as we are looking around, no doubt about that. Okay, so let's continue talking about some other things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here. So if that news is getting people excited or interesting, let's talk about this. Should we talk about this? Why did somebody just send me that today is National Bubble Bath Day? On a cold winter's day, relaxing is nice, and a hot bubble bath sounds like a perfect way to commemorate National Bubble Bath Day. Okay. I guess we just referenced it. So there you go. So let's start talking about some other weird things, because there's always weird things to talk about. Take a listen to this. A shopping center in China is taking bathroom smoking to DEFCON 1 after finds that bans failed in Shubi International Center installed a high-tech toilet doors that can turn transparent when the detected cigarette smoke, instantly exposing whoever's lighting up. The doors inside are normally frosted for privacy, but they contain silver halide compound that reacts to smoke and heat. Once triggered, the glass goes clear. Loud warning announcements blast through the restrooms, reminding offenders that smoking is banned in public spaces. Translation, quit purifying or enjoy your surprise cameo. Signs of the restrooms make the threat crystal clear. Smoking makes the glass transparent and resists the urge to smoke unless you want to become an internet famous. The idea has gone viral on Chinese social media. Supporters say that the bathroom smoking is so common that it's practically culturally a hazard, while critics worry about privacy systems and malfunctions or pranksters triggering the doors outside of the smoke or perfume. The doors are currently in trial phase, but the public backlash stays manageable, and the smoke snitching technology may become permanent. So let's think about this before I give you my punchlines on what I want to tell you. What exactly would happen if somebody was smoking next to you? Because I'm not sure how this is laid out, and the cigarette smoke gets into your stall. I'm just asking, because wouldn't that make it go clear too? So nothing kills cigarette craving like accidental full frontal exposure. And that's not a restroom. That's a live action smoking PSA. And this is what happens when privacy violations fight secondhand smoke and win. Smoke break turned into a break in dignity. So a lot of stuff to think about. So I don't know. What do you think? I'm just asking. So there you go. Let's keep it in the bathroom for a moment, because it sounds like this is what we need to do. Japan has officially decided that brushing your teeth is too much work.
Duh.
So enter GN. Yeah. Being marketed as the world's first oral care robot, a hands-free robotic toothbrush that cleans your teeth automatically. All you have to do is bite down on a mouthpiece and the device handles the rest in about a minute. Developed by using robotic tech from Waseda University, the GEN, uses multiple tiny brushes heads that move in all directions at once, cleaning both sides of your teeth evenly. The goal is to eliminate bad breath habits, uneven coverage, uses of human laziness or technique. The device weighs about 220 grams, charges via USB-C, and includes multiple modes like easy, careful, special care, and children. A 2022 dental study found that it meets the standards of good oral hygiene, performing as well as or better than traditional brushing with no manual effort required. Originally designed to help people with physical limitations, the Gen was caught the attention of wider public, mainly because who just hates brushing? It's currently crowdfunding and already blowing past its goal and selling for about, are you ready for this? $199. I mean, have we gotten that to that point where it's like, I don't want to really brush my teeth anymore. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to go ahead and have a machine do this. So there you go. There you go. So this one's been making the news stories. I don't know if it's really news story worthy, but I guess I'm not really a sports fan, so it happened. So let's talk about this. Travis Kelce isn't hanging up his cleats yet or confirming anything just yet. On yesterday's episode of New Heights, Travis addressed the retirement rumors after the Kansas City season-ending loss to the Raiders. Kelce admitted that the loss stung and said that the grind of the NFL has taken a toll, so that his plan is simple for now. Step away, let his body heal, and live like a regular human for a few weeks. While he made it clear that he still loves the game, he would gladly return if he feels physically ready for another long season. He's not committing either way, even though his brother Jason seemed unconvinced that he was on the fence, despite his teammate like Chris Jones predicting a return. Bottom line, 3 Super Bowl rings, 13 seasons, and no rush. Kelce will decide after time with his family and some serious rest. So his fiance has nothing to say about this. Is that what we're saying? It sounded a little bit like that. I mean, at least that's how it came across to me. I could be absolutely wrong. Okay, so let's continue talking about some other things inside of the world of the multiverse. So take a listen to this. Trump attacks What? Trump attacks killed woman in ICE shooting directly contradicts Minneapolis police statements. So take a listen to this. President Trump weighed in on the Minneapolis ICE shooting, backing the federal agent and blasting what he called radical left violence. After reviewing a video of the incident, the president said that the woman driving the car very disorderly obstructed and resisting officers and claimed that she violently, willfully, and viciously ran over ICE officers, prompting the shooting in self-defense. He added that the officers are recovering and said that the attack on ICE are happening daily as agents try to make America safe. That account directly clashes with local officials. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said that officers arrived to find the woman with a gunshot wound to the head. She was blocking traffic when federal agents approached on foot. As the vehicle began to drive away, at least two shots were fired. The car crashed and the woman later died in the hospital. O'Hara did not say that the agents had been struck. The Department of Homeland Security echoed the president's positioning, claiming that the woman weaponized her vehicle, fired and defensive shots, and labeling her as a domestic terrorist. So what do you think here? A lot of stuff going on right there. No doubt about that.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Talking about the president for a moment, when the president Trump has ordered the United States to pull out of dozens of international organizations, marking a sharp escalation in his administration retreat from global institutions. On Wednesday, the president signed an executive order suspending U.S. support for 66 international bodies, many of them tied to the United Nations, including UN population agencies and treaty framework that governs international climate negotiation. The White House says that the move follows a full review of U.S. participation in global organizations. The administration argues that these groups are redundant, mismanaged, wasteful, or hostile to U.S. sovereignty, with many labeled as advancing climate, labor, diversity, or so-called woke agenda that conflicts with America's interests. This isn't the new behavior. It's an expansion. The Trump administration has already cut or suspended funding with the World Health Organization, UNRWA, the On Human Rights Council is what he called it, and UNESCO, taking a la carte approach to UN dues and participation. Unlike the past administrations, Republican and Democratic alike, the strategy opening treats international cooperation as optional, not automatic. The fallout is real. The UN is already under financial strain and has been forced to slash staff and programs in response. Critics say that the move cements the president's view as a let's just put it this way, as a take it or leave it kind of deal when he's talking about stuff. Supporters say that it's long overdue house cleaning. So I don't know. A lot of stuff is interesting there. So there you go. Take a listen to this one, because we probably need to talk about this as well, because that's what we do.
Duh.
The U.S. forced to seize two oil tankers linked to sanctions and evasion networks. One of the Russian flag tankers called the Marinera, formerly Beya 1, that was intercepted in North Atlantic a few weeks ago in a pursuit, had been trying to evade the U.S. maritime blockade, targeting vessels transporting oil and violating sanctions. The second vessel is stateless, MT Sophia, described as the U.S. Southern Command as a dark fleet tanker operating in international waters in the Caribbean Sea. The Coast Guard boarded and took control of the ship and is being escorted to the U.S. for final disposition, with both ships were the U.S. sanctioned list for transporting oil tied to Venezuela. Iran and other sanctioned entities were either last docked to Venezuela or headed and then intercepted. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on there for sure as we are talking. So what do you think there? It's definitely becoming some interesting times as we are talking. So there you go. Okay, so let's start talking about this because some people are all hyped up about this and getting a little strangey-angy around there as we are talking. Lego just shocked the toy world at CES Las Vegas, unveiling smart bricks, sensored loaded Lego pieces that light up, make sounds, and react to movement. The system launches in March, starting with a Star Wars set, and Lego is calling it the biggest innovation in nearly 50 years. The new smart play system blends physical bricks with digital tech, connecting smart blocks, smart minifigures, and smart tags through a wireless platform called BrickNet. It demos Lego's creation responding in real time. Birthday cakes played songs when candles were blown out and helicopters lit up when they crashed sounds and smashed. Not everyone's cheering. Child development advocates warned that the tech is risky, undercutting imagination, arguing that Lego's magic was always been simplicity. Critics say that the scripted reactions shift creativity away from kids and into a code inside of a brick. Experts are split. Some praise Lego for modernizing the play in a digital world, while others caution the open-ended creativity, along with privacy, security, and AI concerns could be compromised. Lego, meanwhile, is leaning hard into the digital integration, following past partnerships with Nintendo and Epic Games. So what do you think? How is this one making you feel? I'm only asking because you know that people get a little bit strange when it comes to stuff like that. Because, listen, Legos are always going to trigger nostalgia for older people, just kind of the way that it goes, because they're excited about some of the past events and some of the stuff that they were able to do with Legos. So this will have an impact on how they look at stuff. It just does. I mean, it's just kind of how it goes. And so with that being said, well, what do you think? Would you like to see this technology involved into Legos, or do you look at it and go, well, this makes absolutely no sense to me and it's not that important? I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence on it. I mean, I think it's good. I think it's bad. I think it's kind of a mix of all worlds when it's all said and done. So there you go. Okay, so take a listen to this one real quick before I forget, because I got this one and I was like, huh? Want to stop snacking? Eat half of avocado at lunch and banish hunger bangs. So want to unbanish the snacking between meals? Then add avocado to your lunch. Eating half of an avocado at lunchtime can boost the feeling of fullness and reduce the temptation of snack between meals, experts claim. Now, let me ask you a question here. Are we talking about like an avocado with a sandwich, or are we talking about an avocado with some chips? And when you tell me avocado, can we tie some guacamole into that? Is that kind of the layout of the land? Or am I kind of pushing it to one extreme to the other? I'm just asking because I want to have a better understanding of what exactly is going on. So there you go. There you go. I mean, what do you think? I look at it and go, it has to make sense. Because if it doesn't make sense, guess what it's going to do? It's not going to work well. For some people, it's just kind of the way that it goes sometimes. So there you go. So I don't know. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do this? And let's go ahead and get into our main story, because it sounds like it should be time to do a little bit of that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so some main story time as we are hanging out talking about some things inside of the world, because that is kind of what we do around here. So don't worry, because we're going to do that. So let me talk about something that I'm seeing more and more of, and I kind of had to chuckle because there's nothing else that I really can do. Have you noticed that we're almost getting to the point online, even already within the new year, of
my safety is better than your safety?
And in case you didn't understand that, that's my safety is better than your safety. And let's talk about something that nobody in safety wants to admit out loud. Safety people love safety. And sometimes it's a little bit too much. Not the people not getting hurt, Bart, but the not the go home the same way you showed up, Bart. No. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the Bart of their version of safety. Because somewhere along the line, safety stopped being about outcomes. It started becoming about ownership. My program, my rules, my interpretation, my model, my languages, my damn way. You know, you've heard some of this. And heaven help you if your version doesn't match up with theirs, because that becomes a whole other clusterfuck within itself. Here's the uncomfortable truth, though. Hyperfixation and safety can either save an organization or solely suffocate it. And I think I've seen a little bit of both. Same behavior, different impact is kind of how it goes. Let's break it down into the good, the bad, and definitely the ugly, because this is what happens most of the time. The good is when obsession actually helps. Let's start with that part that nobody argues with. Hyperfixation can be powerful, depending on how you want to use the term, for sure. Some of the biggest safety improvements that you've ever seen didn't come from casual interest. They came from people who were borderline. You know what I'm saying? That teeter-tottering there of being obsessed. Obsessed with understanding work. Obsessed with closing the gaps. Obsessed with fixing shit that has been broken for decades. And that's where people who, well, won't accept that. That's how we've always been doing it. Push through bureaucracy, refuse to let leadership ignore uncomfortable truths, and actually spend time with workers instead of PowerPoint slides. Their fixation creates clarity, consistency, and momentum. Yeah, momentum is always an important one. And then when it's done, they become a signal amplifier inside of the organization. They help people see the risk. They've normalized. They translate complexity into something usable. They make safety feel intentional instead of accidental. That kind of obsession, well, that's not really a problem. That's more kind of a leadership thing if you kind of really give some thought process behind it. So just give that a moment to sink in, because I think that that's going to be an important. But here's the bad. And that's when safety becomes religion. And you know what I'm talking about there. Now let's slide into that danger zone, because that's the one that we need to really talk about here. There is where that fixation stops being about helping and starts being about
right.
And this is when safety turns into a doctrine. You know the signs. That's not real safety. You're doing it wrong. We don't believe in that approach. Our model doesn't support that. You know what I'm talking about. Suddenly, safety isn't about reducing harm. It's about defending the belief system. And once that happens, well, curiosity dies. Question becomes threats. Different perspectives get labeled as quote-unquote unsafe. And workers stop talking honestly. Because let's be real. If someone's entire identity is wrapped up in their version of safety, any challenge feels like a personal attack. So what do we do there? They double down. They police language. They enforce purity tests. And the organization? Well, they start spending more time arguing about safety than actually improving it. I'm sure you've seen this as we've gone down some of these things. So let's talk about the ugly. When fixation turns toxic, and I'm not talking about Toxic by Britney Spears either. Now we get to some parts that nobody wants to talk about, and this is where safety becomes dangerous. And yes, I did say dangerous. This is where fixation turns into control. Safety used as a weapon to silence dissent, to shut down operational feedback, to override expertise, to justify punishment. This is where reporting drops because people don't trust intent. Workarounds explode because rules don't match reality. Leadership hides behind safety says no. Workers stop caring because they're tired of being treated like problems. And here's the kicker. The people doing it do the most damage. Generally believe that they're protecting others. Like they legitimately believe that they're doing the right thing. And that's what it makes it ugly. Because now safety isn't a support system, it's an authority structure. And when safety becomes about compliance to one person's worldview, you're officially lost the plot. So why does this keep happening? Let's talk about that. Let's be honest for the root cause, if we want to go down that path. Safety attracts people who care deeply, but caring deeply without self-awareness, that's a recipe for fixation. Add in titles, certification, conferences, social media validation, and echo chambers, and the number suddenly someone mistakes confidence with being correct all the time. They stop asking, is this helping? And start saying, why won't people just listen? That's the moment that safety shifts from service to self-preservation. So maybe we should be asking the real questions that organizations need to ask. Here's the question nobody puts on a KPI dashboard, because who would do that? Is our safety system adaptable or defensive? Because adaptable systems learn, evolve, integrate multiple perspectives, and change when reality demands it. Defensive systems protect ideology, reject nuances, punish deviation, confuse consistency with effectiveness, and guess which one survives complexity? So here's the hard truth. Your version of safety is not the version of safety. Let me say that again. Your version of safety is not the version of safety. It's a lens. It's a framework. It's a starting point, not a destination. The moment your fixation becomes more important than the people doing the work, you no longer are improving safety. You're managing optics. You heard me there. You're managing optics. So let me give you this, if I can, of course, because I think that this is going to be important for some. So here's the challenge for leaders, practitioners, consultants, and all of us. Be passionate. Be committed. Be relentless about reducing harm. But the second you stop listening, the second you dismiss others' perspectives, the second your safety becomes untouchable, that's not leadership. That's ego wearing PPE. And that's where safety stops protecting people and starts protecting itself.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's Rula.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's Rula.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio hit.
No filter, no chain, no leash, no pain.
Ready?
Okay, here we go. A little rated R action. A little show anthem, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I guess we're gonna rock the chain, that's for sure. So there you go. It's definitely called the Rated R Show Anthem. I don't know if we're letting it flow, but we're definitely letting it something, that's for sure. Oh, yes, no compromise on the Rated R Safety Show, that's for sure. Anyways, let's get it back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on this show. And if anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. I'm going to tell you, once you get there, it can change everything for you. Good, bad, or indifferent. I'm telling you, there is so much data on that website that will change things for you if you just take a look around because of how many resources are available. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Okay, let's continue talking about some other things going on inside of this multiverse of ours, because that seems to be what we do around here. Is using plural pronouns boost your future happiness? Here's a good reason to start weaving more first persons plural pronouns, we, us, ourselves, into your speech. German researchers analyzed therapy transcripts and determined that people who favor the plural tend to be happier and mentally healthier than those who often use singular pronouns. The singular from emphasizes isolation and can encourage depression, while plural underscores a strong connection to loved ones. What do you think about that? I mean, keep in mind here that we were just talking about mental health, and then we kind of go into something else, talking about mental health again. What do you think about that? Do you look at it and go, yes, I can see where this works? Or you kind of go, nope, that's not for me. And believe me, I'm not telling you there's a right answer, there's a wrong answer, but it definitely makes you kind of wonder. So here you go. I mean, so what do you think when it's all said and done? It's a good question to ask, I would imagine. So let's talk about this. Here you go. In a TikTok video, a man said that, hold on. A man said, beautiful women are nuts because no one ever tells them the truth. I have the clip, and I want you to take a listen to this. Do you think it's dangerous for a woman to be really, really beautiful? And then here you go. Beautiful woman, what do you think of what the guy said? Here's the clip.
The reason why beautiful women are nuts is actually pretty simple. Here it is. Beautiful women are nuts because no one ever tells them the truth. That's it. There are some women out there who have never been told the truth in their entire lives. Like, can you imagine? You've been alive 20, 30 years and you've never been told the truth? Can you imagine how distorted a model of reality you would have? Like, you kind of have to feel sympathy for these women. Now, because they can be so out of touch with the way things actually work, they can often be the engineers of their own dissatisfaction. This is because while these women might not ever be at a loss for potential partners, eventually these guys are going to get so sick of their nuttiness that they're going to walk. Pretty is not sufficient compensation for crazy. Most guys have to learn that the hard way. And these women end up snatching defeat from the jaws of success when they operate under bad models.
Okay, so there you go. I would love to hear your point of view. Go to callinradio.com to tell us more about what you think, because I think it's an interesting clip. And like I always tell people, controversy creates cash. So here you go. Here's my clip for you. Here's some John Smalls coming your way with the Motivation Minute. He'll be happier, I promise.
Today's quote was submitted by Tristan. C.S. Lewis said, "All that is not eternal is eternally out of date." Very cool quote. Eternity is a long time. So let's shorten that to just our lifetime. Why do we do what we do? So many people will make horrible choices, and we pay the price by being separated from those we love. Whether it's going to jail for a weekend of bad choices or losing your marriage and your family over one night of fun, it's not worth it. Think things through a little more. I've watched more than one friend throw away their marriage because they met someone else. Then that relationship also fell apart. They found themselves alone, and I'm baffled that they didn't see that coming. This is all just our lifetime. Now let's get back to eternity. Yeah, eternity is a long time. So before you make bad choices, think it through. The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
Israeli jets pounded militant strongholds in Gaza amid fresh rocket fire that rattled communities across southern borders late Monday.
The airstrikes zeroed in on hidden weapon caches and command posts run by Hamas fighters. Palestinian health workers rushed to treat dozens of wounded people caught in the blasts. Global diplomats urged both sides to pull back before the violence spirals out of control.
Russian troops pushed deeper into eastern Ukraine, capturing key villages, while artillery duels echo through the frozen fields on Tuesday morning.
Soldiers from Moscow seized control of strategic high ground near the front lines. Ukrainian defenders mounted fierce counterattacks with drone strikes and heavy guns. Aid groups warned of rising civilian hardships as winter bites harder in the war-torn region.
Chinese warships sailed close to Taiwan's shores, sparking alerts and scrambled jets in a tense standoff over disputed waters.
Naval vessels from Beijing conducted drills simulating blockade tactics around the island. Taiwanese forces tracked the movements and boosted readiness levels. Experts noted the maneuvers heighten risks in the volatile Asia-Pacific area.
This is the latest news headlines.
congressional leaders huddled in Washington, sealing a deal to avert a government shutdown just hours before the deadline struck on Monday evening.
Lawmakers from both parties hammered out compromises on spending bills for key agencies. The agreement funds operations through March, avoiding furloughs for federal workers. Critics say the patch falls short of tackling deeper budget woes.
A massive winter storm blanketed the Midwest with heavy snow, snarling travel, and closing schools across several states early Tuesday.
Blizzard conditions dumped up to 2 feet of powder in hard-hit areas like Chicago and Detroit. Power crews battled outages affecting thousands of homes. Forecasters predict the system will shift east, bringing ice and winds to the coast.
California authorities charge a tech executive with fraud in a massive scheme that bilked investors out of millions over fake AI ventures.
Prosecutors unveiled evidence of doctored records and phony demos used to lure funds. The suspect faces multiple counts, carrying steep prison time if convicted. Victims include pension funds and small savers seeking high-tech gains.
Health officials reported a spike in flu cases straining hospitals nationwide as the season peaks this winter.
Emergency rooms overflow with patients showing severe symptoms like high fevers and breathing troubles. Vaccination drives ramp up to curb the spread among vulnerable groups. Doctors advise basic steps like hand washing to ease the burden on care systems.
The Supreme Court heard arguments in a landmark case challenging social media rules.
Justices questioned lawyers from tech firms and states over free speech limits. The ruling could reshape how platforms handle posts and users. Advocates on all sides watch closely for impacts on online discourse.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills? God, what's that awful stench? Radio.
Okay, here we go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2021, Twitter bans U.S. President Donald Trump permanently due to risk of further incitement of violence. So there you go. That happened back on this date in 2021. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is kicking off a new redistricting push aimed to reshaping the state's congressional maps and potentially padding Republican seats. DeSantis announced that he is calling a special legislative session to redraw district lines, saying that the goal is to make sure that Florida maps accurately reflect population changes and meet constitutional standards. So there you go. In some other news, House Speaker Mike Johnson formally invited President Donald Trump to deliver the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on February the 24th, as our nation marks its semi-quincentennial anniversary of American independence. The United States stands stronger, freer, and more prosperous under your leadership and bold action, Johnson said in a letter inviting the president to deliver to the State of the Union address. Here's last night's winning Powerball numbers. Jackpot was $105 million, 15, 28, 57, 58, 63. Powerball was 23 and Power Play was 2. So there you go. Also, in some other news, Salt Lake City police are searching for suspects after 2 people were killed and 6 others were wounded in a shooting outside of a church where a funeral was taking place yesterday evening. No suspects are in custody, and authorities said that the following leads and won't stop until those responsible have been apprehended. Our officers are working hard, and we will work until we bring these individuals to justice, Salt Lake City Police Chief Brian Redd told reporters during the press conference. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to end our time together, because at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, we would love to have you over there on that side of the equation. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. With that being said, let me give you some words of wisdom for today. The key question to keep asking is, are you spending your time on the right things, because time is all you have? That's one. And then if you need some advice for today, I got one for you. To prevent bad luck, never shake out a tablecloth after dark. I'm just throwing that out there, because I'm going to tell you, you don't want to spill the salt. That's when it's all said and done. Okay, well, that's it. I appreciate the time together. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
No mask to wear.
Catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own. If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you'll have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion. The book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation. Where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live. Inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.